Now, Daf the Gemara presented two Mishnahs, which contain the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who maintains that when something is soifal ibud, you have truma which is going to get lost in any case. It's going to have to be burnt. So there's no concern with being metamit. In the first Mishnah, we have a case of a barrel of truma which is suffic. It's in limbo. We don't know whether it's tam or tar. It says Rabbi Yeshua, there's no need to safeguard and secure the barrel. You can go place it in an open, exposed area, expose it to the elements and to tumah. And the Gemara says, well, that's perhaps because he's only doing it indirectly. It's a grama. You can't really derive from there that Rabbi Yeshua would allow one to even directly be metame. Grama is different than biyadayim. Now, the kasha is, what's the difference? The Torah says, mishmeres trumoisai. You need to wash, you need to secure your truma. Prevent it from becoming tamid. So just as you can't directly be metamid, likewise, you can't do anything to cause, to bring about tuma. You're being over on the din of mishmer through moisai. So what is the meaning? What's the pshat in this distinction between direct and indirect? Why would you say direct is asr, indirect is mutar? They're both based on the same pasuk mishmeres, which requires you to safeguard your tuma. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it would seem from our Gemara that the din of mishmeres trumoisai, the din of Torah, applies only when it's truma that can be consumed. You can eat it. It's truma which is tar. So you must make sure that that truma will be eaten properly. That is the din of mishmeres trumoisai. Hashem says, watch over my truma. Make sure that it can be eaten. Prevent any tumor from coming into contact with it, whether directly or indirectly. You're right, there's no difference between direct and grama when it is tar, because that's where the din applies. You want to make sure that this thing retains its tar status and will be eaten. However, in our case, we're dealing with something which won't be eaten in any case, whether it's about to drop into the wine press which has tummy there, or whether we're speaking about this barrel which is suffic. In any case, you can't eat it because perhaps it's tummy. Says the Pnei Yeshua, there's no din min haTorah of mishmeres trumoisai, because at any rate it's not roi l'achila any longer. It's omer l'sreifa. It's only midrabanan. So midrabanan, you have to still keep it from becoming tummy. And now we can understand that it only applies if it's a direct tumah. The Isser Chachamim is only if you bring Metame directly, but just to be Goyrim, to do it indirectly, that's okay. We find a similar concept in Pesachas Shabbos by the Carmelis. We learned that Koycha be Carmelis like Gozri. So when we're dealing with Rishuyos to Rabbanon, it's only direct transfer which is also, but something indirect is Mutter. And the point is that the Isser to Rabbanon is always to create a safeguard around the Torah. Don't do this, for it might lead to do that, which is also not Torah. But that's only when the two acts are similar in nature. So you can't do this directly, because you might do that directly. But if you're just doing it indirectly, such as in our case, where you're just placing the chametz out in the open, it's an indirect cause of tumah. That's already two steps back from the Torah. Right? The Torah is speaking about something which is only royal achila. He was speaking about something which is not going to be royal achila. And not only is it direct, it's indirect, so two steps back. In this case, the Chacham would not be concerned. So that explains our Gemara, that perhaps indirect tumah, indirect causing of tumah would be mutter, but not direct. That takes us to the next Mishnah, which also contains Rabbi Yeshua's Shita regarding the wine press. So you have some truma up above, trickling down into the boyer below, which has chulim tmeim. So the truma toira is okay on its own, the chulim tmeim are okay on their own. Problem is when they join together, they mix with each other, then everything is inedible. It becomes truma tmei, which is also b'achila. And what does the mission say? Well, if you have the ability to save a revius amount of the truma before it falls into the bur, then you must do so. Go run home, get a kli tar, and collect a revius of that truma, because that revius amount is sufficient to obligate you to do anything in your ability to save that truma. A sheer revius, a sheer chashav, a sheer shtia. However, if you can salvage a revius, by the time you come back with your keli tar, you only have less than a revius to save, then Rabbi Shua says, leave it alone. and you don't have to worry about the truma. You could even grab kelim tmeim and collect the truma tmeim, collect the truma, make a tummy in order to save yourself from major loss, from having the truma go into the bur and be metame, and mix with the chulin, and now it's going to become asur b'achila because it's truma tmeim. Now the kasha is, why is revius presented as the benchmark here? If you can save a revius, you have to. But let's say you can only save half a revius, then Rav Shua says no concern. Even though it's less than a shear, less than a revius, but we know that even a half a shear is asur. Rabbi Yochanan in Maseches Yuma says chatz shear asur not toira. One can't eat a half a kazayis of a chazer. So why are we saying, well, only if a revius, then we're concerned, but less than a revius, no concern? It says Rav Chana Wasserman in Sefer Kodesh Shiurim, says here it's different. Here, if it's less than a revius, it's useless. Why? Because we're speaking about the din of Mishmeres through Moisai. You want to safeguard the truma, ensure that it could be eaten, that it could be drunk. The sheer shtia, what is the sheer of drinking? A revius. If you can't save a revius, you're not doing anything. You're not enabling a mitzvah sachila of truma. There's no mitzvah less than a revius. Therefore, says the Kavis Shurim, if you can save a revius, then you can ensure the integrity, the spiritual integrity, the tahara of a yeshir revius, and enable the achilas truma on that amount, fine. But if it's less than a revius, in any case, you cannot do mitzvah. The mitzvah achilas truma, which doesn't apply unless in a shir. Therefore, there's no din of mishmeres here. And since at any rate it's going li'ibud, therefore you just leave it alone, and you can actually bring kelim tmeim and be matamei the truma. However, the Gemara says perhaps hefsed meruba is different. This is Rabbi Yossi's challenge. He says you can't bring a right from this Rabbi Shua to the other case of the chametz and Rav Pesach. Perhaps here, because he's about to experience a major loss, Chacham allowed him to be matamei the truma. Now, the kasha is, since when do finances come into play when it comes to an iser? Why would that justify being matamei truma, which is an iser? So once again, the Bnei Shua says, apparently we're not dealing with iser Torah, because mina Torah, there's no iser to be matamei this truma, which in any case is going to become tamei and inedible. It's only iser d'rabbanan. So when he's about to experience a major loss, the Chacham were concerned and they suspended their iser. There's another way to look at it. Since we're dealing with Issa Drabbanon, and Issa is always because if you do this, you might actually do Issa Torah and be Matame proper Truma. But that only applies when it looks like he's being Matame, as opposed to a case where he's just trying to salvage his property. He's about to incur a major loss. He's just trying to salvage the Chulon on bottom by getting rid of the Truma, by collecting it and not allowing it to trickle down. It doesn't even appear like he's being Matame the Truma. It doesn't give the appearance of Tumas Truma. He's just saving the Chulin. He's saving his property. It doesn't look like a Masa of being Matama, rather it looks like a Masa Hatzolah. He's just saving the property. So therefore, it's not similar to the Issa Torah. And in this case, since it's only Issa Rabbanan, and it doesn't even look like he's being Matame, it would be Mut. Now there's one more point to mention. Rabbi Yossi, on the bottom of the Amud says, bottom of Amud Aleph says, I disagree with Rameir. You can't take Truma Torah and burn it with Truma Tmeya. You can't even take Truma Tiluya, which means that it's Safik, with the Tumah Torah, and burn it with Truma Tmeya. Why? Because perhaps Eliyahu Novi will come and tell us that the Truma Tiluya isn't really Tumah altogether. It's Torah. In which case, it will turn out that you burnt it together with Truma Tmeya and you were Matame, that thing which was in reality Torah. That's Rav Yossi's challenge to Rav Meir. Now, what happens in a case, the Chronim asks, what happens in a case where you have two pieces of Truma, they're both Tolui, both Safik. We have one piece, which is Safik Tamei Tar, another piece of Truma, Safik Tamei Tar. It would seem from Rav Yossi that you can burn them together. It's only the Tolui with the Tamei that you can't. But it seems from Rav Yossi that Tolui and Tolui is okay. Why? Let's think for a second. Maybe this is Tame and this is Tar. They're both Safik. We don't know the true status. Maybe in reality, one's Tame, one's Tar, and you be Matame, the Tar through the Tame. So why isn't Rav Yossi concerned about burning a Tali with a Tali together? Only a Tali with a Tame is a problem, but a Tali and a Tali, no problem. Why? Maybe one's Tame, one's Tar. So the answer is, it's a svek sveka. It's a double suffik. There are two elements in favor here. Why? Because even if one suffik is, well, maybe one of them is tamei, but maybe not. Maybe they're both tar. They're both tar, it's okay. So there's a suffik, maybe one of them is tamei. That's one suffik. But even if one is tamei, maybe the other one is also tamei. So it's a svek sveka. Right, there are two elements in favor. If they're both tar, then we're okay, right? But what's your chashash? Your concern, maybe one of them is tamei. So that's one sad. One is tamei, one is tar. But even if one of them is tamei, maybe the other one's also tamei. In which case, no concern, because you can burn together a tamei with a tamei. That explains why there's no concern with burning two pieces of truma, which are both suffix.